start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
jungle.
Right. All right. This is the Hound, and coming to you live from the Aloha Room in East Orange, New Jersey. Il Bruce is here. Wait. Try it now.
Indian summer in the Aloha Lounge. What can
right.
be more beautiful?
And we're going to, before we even start, we're going to try the great echo experiment. We've gone through our second
folks, this is it.
Reverbo unit.
It's a little early to be hanging onto your seats, but there it is.
Yeah, let's try it.
Now.
Nope.
Now. Yeah.
Boing. Hey.
The springy
okay.
sound.
I feel much better. What are we going to do today? We've got lots of Halloween trash. We got our 22nd anniversary of the Stooges bomb set.
We're going to point
Look
at things
that.
You all can't see and laugh.
Right. Radio Psych Gag, folks. Watch this. It's my breath. The mic is shying away from me.
Yeah.
Down, boy. Let's see. We got a Satan.
Who wants a peanut?
Satan and Voodoo Blues Hangover. I don't know if we're going to get to everything. We got a set of Jungle Stomp. We got a set of Gospel Swipes.
Hey, don't give the whole thing away.
Soul. We got a Soul Caboose if we actually get to it. A lot of Halloween garbage. I said that. A Hillbilly Hangover. Oh, we're not going to play Monster Mash.
Slow down, I can't write that fast.
If we find one, we'll break it.
Yeah.
And, we have tickets to give away. We can give
for
away A-Bone's tickets for Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And we can also start, we might do it next week, maybe this week, depends on how I feel. We can give away tickets for this, 5 pairs of tickets for the midnight show, November 10th, Albert King, Dr. John, Willie Dixon, etc. That's like $25 tickets. This is really a good thing.
Weird blues freak out. How did we get this one? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, what is it?
What do I have to do to win them?
I'll tell you later. And let's just go right into it right now with some of the usual trash, because everybody's outside, nobody's listening, they won't get home for another hour or two, right?
Don't you think people are a little curious about what we just heard? Or is that doesn't
really that was our America Answers Joe Meek set. Aren't you glad we didn't play Telstar? Counting backwards.
Little sput Nickelodeon there.
Yeah, that last thing we heard was the Fallouts with Saturday.
Yeah!
Let's see, we had the Ventures with War of the Satellites. The Atlantics, War of the Worlds. The Virtues with Telstar Guitar. And we open up with Bob and Jerry and Ghost of Satellite.
There it is, folks.
And this is actually this Reverbo. Is the other thing was Slapback. This is Reverbo. Okay. What do we got? Reggie Perkins with Drop Top. Mop. Da da ba ba da. Sorry about that.
We have
Sally, Sally, don't hesitate. Come meet me now, Sally. meet me, meet me. Surely I want your love. Come on, baby, rock and roll. I want you for your soul. Meet me in the town. Meet me in the town.
Miss Rip Van this year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
To a neighborhood bar. A bomb, 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 a doodle doodle. An old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the strains of a true melancholy guitar. We did some dancing and we drank some gin. Her angel smile hit a devil's grin. I discovered romance was her stock and trade, and the love was just a careless game that she played. A boom, 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 boom. She told me, honey, I don't want your love. My heart's as hollow as an empty glove. For you's a kind of blues, cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. A bomb, 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 a doodle-doodle-doo. Well, an old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the tune of a blue melancholy guitar. And the lights burned bright. My heart didn't want to spend a while night. She said, Sonny, I can cure your kind of pain. Then the jointly brown disappeared in the rain. A bomb, 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 bomb.
This is a hit! Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, I knew I was here. I was just wanted to see if you guys knew I was here. This is the Hound. This is WFMU. Down! Goddamn microphone. I swear this thing will not sit still. Anyway, that was Kid Thomas with Whale Baby Whale.
It was.
Counting backwards, Jackie Lee Cochran by request with Georgia Lee Brown. The Tibbs Brothers, Miss Rip Van Winkle. The Spark Plugs with Chicken Song. The Mellow Drops, Meet Me in the Alley, Sally. That goes out to Sally here. Say hi, Sally. You can get near a mic if you want. Reggie Perkins, Drop Top. And this is WFMU East Orange. Did I say
no
that?
No question about it.
Shall we proceed on with the news department?
Yeah.
From the let's
begin to proceed. To
from the department of the news department.
Uh-huh.
Department. Oh, where should we start? You want to start with the good ones or the crummy ones?
I don't know.
Let's start at the firearms department, the gun
nice
desk, which
be.
Is Il Bruce's department. I was just springing on him.
I know a lot of you out there, you listen and you work.
It's a really
good
job opportunity coming up for anybody.
But what I've always recommended is the best use of your time while listening to Radio Hound or WFMU in general is to clean your firearms, folks. Oil them up good, you know, get those rust spots off. It's a terrible climate for good gun metal, so there you go. Riding shotgun on garbage trucks. Boy, this is like my life's dream, man. Concerned for the safety of its workers, the sanitation department will enforce the city's new mandatory recycling law with armed officers carrying .38 caliber handguns. Sanitation police officers usually have little contact with the general public, more commonly patrolling potentially dangerous locations such as illegal dumping sites and auto chop shops, quote, places where we thought there could be problems, end quote, Vito Terso, a department spokesman, said. However, sanitation officials are worried about how the public and building landlords will react to getting hefty fines for failing to separate their trash. Mandatory recycling law requires homeowners, apartment dwellers, and businesses to separate garbage into three categories, et cetera, et cetera. Violators face fines ranging from $25 to $10,000 when phasing in of the law begins next year. This is, like, not news to y'all in New Jersey, but there
so
it is.
So stick out your can.
Asked if guns were really the answer, Terso said, well, the law is mandatory. Well, there you go. Unarmed enforcement agents will continue to ticket homeowners and businesses for uncovered garbage cans and failure to sweep in front of their stores. But, I don't know, I guess everybody else faces public execution.
I'm for it. Right up there with capital punishment in the schools. Something that on the Hound platform.
One guy sort of sitting on top of the garbage truck with a shotgun, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, the homeless situation is getting so bad, they'll probably have a rash of garbage robberies soon. You know, guys dumpster diving, looking for the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good news for Limeys, I guess. A firm's past flushed away. One of two British companies making hard toilet paper stopped producing it yesterday with a ceremonial final flush down the 1890 toilet at the London Science Museum. Soft tissue, which arrived from the U.S. in the 30s but was wartime rationing, halted imports to Britain so that only the rougher brands survived. The British tissue company decided to do away with its hard paper called Bronco. For you rough riders out there.
There it is, man.
Hey, Sal, you want to do one from the Animule desk? Speaking of Whale Baby Whale, this story kind of ties in with Kid Thomas while we're whaling.
Far away and fall back.
Well, this whale is not only lovesick, it's also nearsighted. A lovesick killer whale has apparently found a new object of its affections, a boat. The 13-foot mammal has been swimming alongside a Norwegian ferry for the past week in what the captain said looked like a case of misguided courtship. It's hard to say who fell in love with whom, says Olaf Mundahl.
The boat was asking for it.
Passengers and crew are as taken with the black and white whale as it is with the black and white ship. Sounds like a match made in heaven to me.
What kind of calves do you think that whale will have?
Fiberglass doesn't lie to you. Fiberglass doesn't leave in the middle of the night. You know.
Well, good luck with that. Anyway, we got a couple of announcements we got to go through.
Yeah, Johnny Trash is back.
Johnny Trash, that's at the Ritz tonight. I would still not recommend you going to the Ritz. There is a chance you'll get stomped by bouncers.
Wear that Security Sucks t-shirt, folks.
Yeah. Let's see, the A-Bones under the Acme Tuesday Halloween. That's Greg Jones and Broadway.
You just can't get paid to have that
kind of
fun.
Yeah, see what Il Bruce is wearing for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Fast Lane with the Double Knot Spies at the Strip tonight, featuring Willie from the Willies and our boy Brett Wright.
Brett Wrong, yeah.
Yeah. The world famous Blue Jays will go another month at the Ludlow Cafe, only they gotta
no!
They got to start playing earlier because of the noise complaints. So they'll be going on at 10 p.m., so get there early. Mm-hmm. Sunnyland Slim tonight up at the Symphony Space at 95th and Broadway. The Senders at Continental Divide. Merle Haggard is not sold out at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night, but you do have to sit through, like, Alabama and a bunch of real garbage.
Yeah, ultimately, you have to sit through Merle as well, which, yeah. You know, just isn't as good an idea as it might seem. If you're listening to those old Capitol records, forget it, man. It doesn't sound like that anymore.
Yeah, he's Fender Rhodes himself into Valium land.
Yeah.
It's a safe bet to say you can avoid anything with the CMJ tag on it and save yourself some pain.
Is it too early to start taking cheap shots at those people?
No, go right ahead. Fire away.
Well, I got nothing to say.
All right.
Nice to see
I think what we got to do is I think it's time for a Hillbilly Hangover. Because, like, nobody's listening. Everybody's still out. The sun goes down early, though.
I thought we weren't supposed to say that anymore.
Who said that? I don't care.
I forget.
Did I say that?
Yeah. I don't know.
But this is
Andy said it.
This is a case where even Andy the bartender wouldn't come. I wanted to be out in the sun. Mm. So, yeah, Hillbilly Hangover right now, because if they're listening, they need it, right?
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, I'm not listening. I don't really need it.
Don Gibson kicking it off.
She told me she loved me. She told me a lie. She said I'd be happy. Then she made me cry. Well, I'm hurting inside. She called me a baby in front of the guys. She was just flirting. I wasn't wise. Now I'm hurting inside. Tell me what's wrong with me. What makes me live in memory? Someday she'll be sorry. Just you wait and see. Someone's gonna hurt her.
Radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Throw away the key.
with that crowd downtown. And as long as there's a honky-tonk, she'll never settle down. So close up the honky-tonks, lock all the doors. Don't let the one I love go up there anymore. Close up the honky-tonks, throw away the key.
Perlin Husky, popular Capitol recording star for Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living. Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz. Know the real joy of good living. Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Well, I'm just a post on which you lean. Death and your love, just a go-between. Chained to a heart that can't be free. The image of a man I thought I'd be. Alone so long, misery. Nothing but blue. Things get worse, I can't shake this curse. They'll start dragging the river for me. Get worse. I can't shake this curse. They'll start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
Folks, this is Fred Maddox saying less. The smile and dance with the Maddox Brothers Knows, the most colorful western and hillbilly band in America. Yes, sir, friends and neighbors, the Maddox Brothers Knows are coming your way. There's Cal, the laughing cowboy. And there's Don Juan and his mule fiddle. Friendly Henry, the working girl's friend, greeting all the working girls. And the two hard hands. And last but not least, there's Rose, the sweetheart of hillbilly swing. She'll be singing and playing your favorite tunes in person. And be sure and stay tuned. Your local announcer will tell you where the Maddox Brothers Knows and when that we're going to appear in your neighborhood. Here's Rose, the sweetheart of Hillbilly Swang and little sister of the Maddox Brothers Knows. She's going to tell you about our get-together.
Thanks, Fred, and hello, friends out in Radio Land. I want to invite all of our friends out to see the Maddox Brothers Knows because we want to meet the whole family and sing the songs that you've been hearing on our four-star records. Like Woe Sailor, Trample on the Streets, Philadelphia Lawyer, and any others you want to request at the dance. We've got the best uniforms in the business, but you'll have to see them to appreciate them. And all of our songs are stage show numbers. So whether you dance or not, come on out and we'll keep you entertained.
Thanks, Rose. And now, friends and neighbors, be sure and stay tuned. And your announcer will tell you when and where that the Maddox Brothers and Rose are going to appear.
Good morning, Captain.
Howdy, gal.
Good morning, Sean.
I'm a shining.
Do you need another mule skinner? Head on
mean you must lie.
I sure do.
The other day,
what?
I'm going to town, honey. What you want me to bring you back? Bring a pint of booze and a John D. Setson hat.
And a blonde.
The other day.
When you're doing
wild back in the jungle.
Right. It's the Hound. That was Hillbilly Hangover with, that's Hank Rotten Jr. featuring Lou Whitney and Don D. Clinton Thompson on that one.
That's Mr. Rotten Jr.
Well, I got the echo on, yeah. Sleeping with my butt to, well, that, maybe we can sell out to Johnny Paycheck. What do you say, another creative concept? We buy the publishing from Hank cheap, because that barely even came out as a record. We sell it to Johnny Paycheck for his comeback record when he gets out of the slammer.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody,
it's
folks.
Got novelty written all over it.
This is
know?
A secret. Counting backwards, though, Maddox Brothers and Rose with Mule Skinner Blues. Furl and Husky, Dragging the River for Me. Buck Owens with Close Up the Honky Tonks. We open up with Don Gibson and Hurtin' Inside.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, as far as like big ideas go, I wanted to talk to the people at Anheuser-Busch about changing the slogan for Budweiser.
What's that, too?
Budweiser, it's American for beer, dick. I don't know.
That's pretty good, actually. Maybe we could, somebody's going to steal it now.
Yeah, well, too late. Cats out of the bag.
Like all our good ideas. Anyway, Monster Jam will provide moving pictures. I don't know. I mean, it's not much of a story, but it's sort of something in here that... So what happens when you get Eric Clapton, Robert Cray, Dan Hicks, and Dave Sanborn in one room besides a giant knee jerk? According to yesterday's...
Throwing a hand grenade, and I'd be happy.
Yeah. According to yesterday's Newsday, a session that would make that Sun Studios super session in Memphis all those years ago seem almost tame. Yeah. I mean, yeah, throw in a hand grenade.
There it is. Please. Can Blue Men Sing the Whites?
Yeah. We don't need to tell you any more about that. Avoid it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That lone madman with a gun.
We have something from the point from the New Hope for the Hopeless department.
Yeah, and speaking of big ideas, I don't know how many more shopping days there are left till Christmas, but here it is. Doctor's invention helps hopelessly ill kill cells. And you can carry this, extrapolate this further, that it might help the hopelessly like moronic kill themselves as well. A Maverick, Michigan doctor, says here, has developed a device that will allow hopelessly ill patients bent on suicide to realize their death wish with a flick of a switch. Dr. Jack Kevorkian, we'll just call him Dr. Jack, says he hasn't used his invention yet, but plans to meet next week with a multiple sclerosis victim in Detroit who has expressed an interest in it. Kevorkian defends his device as quick, painless, and humane, but his county medical society and medical ethicists call the invention unethical, and local prosecutors say it might expose him to criminal charges.
How do you get a job as a medical ethicist?
I don't know, but not by putting things like this together.
Listen, folks, people wouldn't, necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a need for this thing.
Yeah,
I think they should install one in every high school in America.
It's execution by lethal injection, except you do it yourself, Dr. Jack said in a telephone interview.
The perfect present for any teenager.
I'm doing this because there's a need for it. I'm taking this taboo subject and bringing it out into the open.
You get Ozzy to do TV commercials for it?
Dr. Jack, we salute you. A long and graceful bow of the rabbit.
Now this is when I can get behind high tech.
Mm-hmm.
Good ideas like
science!
Yeah. You know? Oh. Anyway, coming up a little later in the show, about exactly 4:30 at VOM time, we have our 22nd... Tuesday will be the 22nd anniversary of the very first Stooges show, so we're going to do an All Stooges VOM. Don't you love when we do that?
You going to have any tapes of them, like when Iggy was playing the vacuum and stuff?
No, there are no tapes of that, unfortunately, that have ever surfaced. Speaking of which, next week, Bovember begins with our gargantuan tribute to Ike Turner, because it's Ike Turner's birthday.
Coolness.
Yeah, that'll be good. Also, we got some A-Bones tickets to give away in a little bit. Anyway, let's do some Halloween trash. What do you say?
Okay.
Oh, almost legal ID time. WFMU East Orange with Jackie Morningstar. A one and a two.
You gotta poke it a little harder there, huh?
Oh, I'll poke it.
You're
not gonna lose my temper.
You're gonna lose mine.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good, but nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about the smarts that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no,
was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
I froze dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No, creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He leaped at me, but before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can't get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No,
are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
That. Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll Terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Got hair as black as night. Got a skirt that's a goose so tight. Telling you I got a miss. She's my wish. Lovable, she's good and bad. Mess around and you've been had. Got a key and a master switch. She's my witch. Likes to rock to a crazy song. Every night she's a winning arm. She's a chick with a wicked twist. She's my witch. Just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now, remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Baby, let's go upstairs. Can you make it?
Yeah, baby, I can make it. Just one more drink, and I'll be ready to go home.
Now, come on. You've had too much to drink already.
Okay, baby, okay. You know, baby, I'm glad old Sambo kicked the bucket. He saved us the trouble of killing him. Now, baby, I won't have to slip around with you in the mold. We can live in style off his money.
I'm glad, too, but you don't have to brag
okay,
about
okay,
it.
Okay, baby. I want any more. I promise you. Oh, baby. I sure do feel funny about to hear.
Pull off your clothes.
I am glad that those kind is dead. Y'all done been dead.
Fox, get up. What's wrong with you? I can't get him up. He's dead to the world.
Yes, Fox. You thought you could get rid of me. But now I'm going to get rid of you. And you can't do me no harm because I am already dead. And you thought you and Ann's going to enjoy my money. Now look here, Sambo. I was just kidding about how I was gonna kill you. Why, you my best pal. I even went to your film.
No, my boy. The dead can always see what the living is doing. The second day after I died, I saw him buy you new shoes and new suits. You didn't think I saw all of that, did you?
What's Sambo? Sambo! What you gonna do with me?
I'm going to buy you an Idaho.
Now look here, Sambo. It ain't no use of you doing nothing like that. Let's talk this stuff over. Cause you're supposed to be dead. And you ain't supposed to be going around trying to hurt me. Now I know I owe you $2 and the money your old lady spent on me. And when I die and go to heaven, I'm going to mail it to you. I'll mail special. And as far as your old lady concerned, you can have her back.
No, Fox. I can't use her now.
Now get away, Sambo. Get away, I tell you. Just because you done made a hum in the ground, you want me dead too.
Fox, Fox, wake up. You're pushing me out of
okay,
bed.
Okay, baby, okay. Oh, I didn't mean to say baby. I meant to say Mrs. Sambo. Will you please get my few rags and my old raggedy suitcase?
What's wrong with you? Whiskey running you crazy?
No, ma'am, Mrs. Sambo. If every time I take a drink of whiskey and your husband wants to bore me in awe, I'd rather let you slide, baby. So, goodbye.
Well...
some mysterious force can put the finger on you or me for no good reason at all.
Even a man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf moon moons and the full moon is shining bright.
That monster's looking for.
The Gila monster twitching and bless my soul. Looks like he's doing the rock and roll. Got a little closer so I can see.
Hope that monster ain't looking for me. That's your mama, son. There's the monster over there.
Well, I got a little courage and I started to speak. My mouth got dry and my knees got weak. Heart was pounding, I was filled with fear.
Think I better split you out of here.
What do you think, man? I'm looking for a Gila monster.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
A cat was walking through a cemetery lot. A tombstone there made him stop. He looked to see just what it said. And this is how that tombstone.
Well, the wind rose up from across the blue. The cat hollered out, what happened to you?
What was that?
A B flat, kid.
Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. 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 Well, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Then came a voice from that dark bed. Half like a lark and half like a rat. What was that?
A fat rat, cat.
Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. 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 Well, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Yep, this is the Hound. That was the first of our several Halloween trash set. Counting backwards, Rod Willis with The Cat, perennial Halloween favorite. The Frantics with Werewolf. Joe Johnson, Gila Monster. This is Gila.
Gila.
Sly Fox and Ike Turner with Sinner's Dream. Kip Tyler and the Flips with She's My Witch. The Jayhawks with The Creature. We open up with Jackie Morningstar and Rockin' the Graveyard. Before we proceed with this Halloween thing, let me just remind you all that Halloween used to be sort of like one of my favorite holidays, but now, you know...
What, like before or after New York?
Well, living in New York City, it used to all be okay in New York. This parade thing has gotten way out of control. It's sort of like right down there with St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve for days you just kind of want to stay in.
Yeah, it's true. It's like one of those in holidays.
You know, roving bands of sideburnless football jerseys throwing up on the sidewalk and looking for trouble. Well, we've sawed off the shotguns, and we're ready for you this year.
Yeah.
So,
No, it's
beware.
An interdiction.
Yeah. We got one from the pathological moron desk here.
Yeah, we've got one from the something's up desk. This, as Tom has pointed out, this headline is written in pure den speak.
It's
neighborhood
true.
Scary guy shoots nurse's aide, colon, cops. For terrified residents of a section of Rosedale, Queens, it was almost like a scene from the movie Nightmare on Elm Street, almost. Except that instead of starring a mythical slasher, Freddy Krueger, police said that this one involved real-life resident Fred Krug, close enough, 30, a man who police and neighbors said has a history of emotional disturbances. Yesterday, after nearly 2 days of peculiar behavior that aroused neighborhood suspicion, police said Krug grabbed a 12-gauge shotgun from inside his house, jumped a fence at the back of his yard, and shot a nurse's aide who was caring for an elderly neighbor once in the chest. On Monday, according to a retired neighbor who lives across the street from Krug, he started walking around the streets wearing a dark flannel shirt and a loud yellow tie.
Just like Den.
Quote, I knew something was up with him, end quote, said the neighbor.
Loud yellow tie, give it away.
Told everyone in all seriousness, watch out for Freddy tonight. Good thing they did. Got to see him shoot a nurse's aide.
Yeah, well. Here's one of those weird legal questions I always like to ponder. The New York Court of Appeals upheld the felony conviction of a man who asked the police officer posing as a teenager to become a prostitute. The case, which involved Roy Slick Coleman, who offered to be the pimp for the New York City female police officer who was posing as a 15-year-old runaway. Now, Coleman's lawyers claim that since she was actually 24 years old, it should be a misdemeanor, which is what it would normally be if it was an adult.
It's entrapment anyway, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's a hard thing to prove in court, but I don't know. I think Slick got a bum deal there. And your clothes will be out of style when you get out, too,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, sorry, Slick. Everybody's driving Jeeps now, man.
Dolomite. Okay, we get a lot of requests for Soul Caboose, so we might as well do that.
This is all Soul's Caboose, man.
This is all Soul Caboose. For those of you who got up too late for Soul Train, a little salt and pepper with King Coleman. Send us out to Walt. Jeff the Chef.
something. Well, don't it make you feel crazy, baby?
I wanna say
well, I lose the moon. Tell me you want me to do. Oh, the moon. Tell me you want me to do. Well, I had no kind of love since that little girl said bye.
biggest King Kong.
This is the Hound. This is WFMU. That was Soul Caboose. We got the Vibe Report all the way from Europe. Roscoe. You there, Roscoe? Oh, there you are. Hello.
Take him off hold.
Oh, right. Thanks, Bruce. Roscoe, you there? Whoa. I tried this way. You there?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you now. Okay.
How about it?
You're covered.
Ooh. You know, they got a... I'm in France right now.
Uh-oh.
And they actually have an expression... for how about it?
In French?
Yeah, voila. Every time they bring you something, they say voila. It's like, how about it, you know? When they show up with the key to the motel, it's voila.
Well, that's kind of a different story when Gomez says it, but...
Gomez.
You
Gomez
know.
Adam.
Yeah, Gomez. So, Roscoe, you missed the Vibe Report 2 weeks in a row when you're in New York and you get it from France.
Well,
I salute you.
Sometimes, you know?
How about it, and voila.
Yeah.
I was doing some, I was doing a lot of work last Saturday. You know, me and Tone had to go out to the studio and pick up the guitars and stuff, you know.
Hey, no explanation necessary.
I'm here and, we're vibing.
You're vibing in France?
We're in France. We're watching Batman and it's dubbed in stinking French. And there's Sammy Davis Jr.! How about it? He's hanging out the window. Just went back in. Oh, that's
Whoa.
Amazing.
Sammy Davis Jr. in France.
The Samoa?
I've been
really?
Eating really good.
Maybe the Gerola will show up.
What?
Maybe the Gerola will show up.
Steak and French fries all the time. Red wine. OTA.
OTA?
Out the wazoo.
Oh, right, I see.
You could say that, right?
My French is a little rusty.
Yeah, there it is.
Huh?
Eh? So we're going to celebrate the Stooges' 22nd anniversary in a minute.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. All Stooges Vom set. We know you'd like that one.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll definitely send some of your listeners running for the microwave popcorn.
No doubt about it.
Let's see, what's going on? I'm trying to think. You know, last week when I missed the vibe, I did want to, I felt guilty because I did want to thank the restaurant above 2A for having a special banquet for the drunks.
It was very nice of them.
Yeah. It was very nice of them. I felt almost like I was, you know, it was really something to see all the drunks there before, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock it was an odd sight indeed.
It was special, and it was also very special being seated at the same table as El Bruce as he turned down every piece of meat that they brought him, and I ate it.
Roscoe goes for the double beef.
Oh, it's really funny. This vegetarian thing is really cracking me up. You know, Frank,
I can't think of anybody
Panero,
like it
the Del Lord's drummer, and what else would you call him? The Missing Link?
The Missing Link, yeah.
He's now, you know, he goes on these tangents. First he was into trains, and then he was, like, driving race cars when he was doing that thing. Now he's going, I don't know what happened to him. He's, you know, he got guilty. He's like, now he's going vegetarian, and he's, like, doing this rap. Well, I'm not a preachy vegetarian, but, you know, sometimes I think eating these animals is kind of like murder, you know?
This is from a guy who's been in leather jackets on your last three album covers, Roscoe. You would explain
them,
on those,
know,
cows,
like,
did not commit suicide?
It's just another a phase for the kid, you know? I thought I really liked, you know? I got a couple of good ones. I don't know if I could tell them on the radio.
Oh, what the hell.
Some of these French people, I mean, I like them so much, I was thinking about buying a couple. Hello?
Yeah. I was busy laughing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. Let's see, what else has been going on?
I don't know.
Food is really happening.
The French.
What's going on there in New York?
Well, you missed Ken Horacek's birthday party, which was the Rivington School went out and caught about 50 pounds of tuna and fried it up right in front of our building the other night. That was a good one.
They didn't get in my room, did they?
Oh, no, they didn't get in your room.
Okay.
And let's see. We came up with a mating scheme for Ruby. We're going to mate her with the Rivington School pet Manx.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to have bobcat kittens soon. And what else is going on? Well, the Jays have been rocking the Ludlow,
the Free World, folks,
rocking in the Free Lower East Side. Yeah, they extended it by a month.
Well, tonight's their big party, right?
Right.
Or somebody's party. You're probably not supposed to give the address out over.
Right. Linda told me don't give the address out over the air.
Don't tell anybody about the party that the Jays will be playing.
Yeah, or the kegs.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, people can call in and try to, like, bribe it from you.
Call France for further info, folks.
Here you go.
Yeah,
RFD Roscoe.
Let's see. Oh, I saw Andy Chernoff. You know, he's out playing with the Flesh Tones.
Ah, the big guy. How is he?
Tall guy. He's doing pretty good. I never saw him play with the Flesh Tones before, and he was pretty good. You know, we ate a lot of food. We were drinking and eating and rocking in this,
I noticed
this
like a
funny
folks,
place.
I think there's
sort
a theme to all this.
A light motif here, perhaps.
Mm, a dining motif today.
Something about
that. The vibe is food.
I mean, I had steak and fries twice today so far, and it's still the night is still young here. Let's see.
Eat out, Roscoe. Eat out.
I had a couple other topics. I'm trying to tear through all this stuff. The Heritage Guitar is happening very well.
The free Heritage Guitar.
Free? That's the best price.
Our free Heritage, folks.
Let's see. What else? Tone? What's the deal? This is a pretty cushy tour, you know. We brought hardly any equipment. I just have my one suitcase and two guitars, and we got four guys on the crew.
Wow.
So Tone is
Told you to bring more pairs of cowboy boots. You wouldn't have to carry them.
Yeah, I know. Well, I only brought two pair of boots and two leather jackets. It's kind of, I didn't realize it, but I think it's nice of the band to hire Tone to hang out and drink with me.
It was very nice of them.
From eating the other guys alive when they go in those phases, you know. I haven't really had a good, real whopping episode yet, but I think I'm working my way up to one for Halloween night.
Something to aspire to.
Well,
we're playing with the Flesh Tones again in at least Montmartre or some kind of stupid name like that. Everything over here has got a stupid name.
Well, yeah, those French, they got a different word for everything.
Voila.
And voila.
Yeah, they sound like a nation of hair-lipped people with colds.
Oh. The vibe,
let's
the magic.
See, what else? I had some good
our
ones
free
in the
heritage.
Band today. I was really going good. You know, I know the hound's motto of transportation is saving for the air.
Runner?
Who's out there at the show? I heard that Bruce's cackling.
Yo, Bruce, Sally, the bartender, I am driving the caddy.
Uh-huh.
Andy's got the week off.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Beautiful weather
and
he's shooting
here. I talked to ML earlier. I guess it's a beautiful day there.
It's a beautiful day here. So
it's very funky here in France.
And it's going by, you know.
You know, it's the right temperature so the brie doesn't go down.
Voila.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. What am I forgetting here? Oh, what about the World Series? Is that over yet?
Almost. The A's just walked all over them last night. I mean, it's pretty much no one's even paying attention.
When's the next game?
Today.
Tonight.
The last game, you mean.
Tonight is the last game, yeah, when the A's
tonight's
walk
the
all over
game.
Them again. Claire, you owe me $20. Bad.
Todd?
Pay up.
Gabrielle?
Okay.
You ought to get a hold of Mikey and bet him $100 or something.
I tried that already.
Oh, okay. Okay,
well, we're going to go to our Stooges jam fest.
Thing.
Okay,
freak
well,
thing
go on. Maybe you'll even play that French I Gotta Right single.
Oh, yeah, we have it. We got it queued up.
That's a whopper. And, next week, let's see. Next week I'll be calling you from Finland, I think. If I don't
voila.
Make it, maybe I'll be in Russia or something.
Well,
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Bill Bruch has been making crayon slash marks on the door for every food reference, and the white door is now all black.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I love those
blacks,
too. I like to buy some of them,
you know? Roscoe, how about it?
Okay,
we're gonna go.
Go have a good time.
Yeah.
Blast the Stooges.
Where's that sound we love?
And throw some bottles at people. Why don't you hang up on me for once?
You got it, babe.
Oh, the state of the vibe all the way from France.
Whoa.
Where they're obviously gotten into the room service in big time.
I coffee with a capital C,
woo,
that's for sure.
All right.
Your chatty vibe reporter, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he's making up for the last five, I guess.
Well,
right.
No, that was a good one.
I think everybody
else in the band
thing.
Is, like, not talking to him, probably, so he's saving it all up for
No one will talk to him except us.
That's sad. And
Roscoe,
you,
we
our extended
you.
Radio family.
Yes, our little radio family. So here it comes. Everybody, don't you love when I go on these Stooges benders, but especially this time of year because...
It makes me feel strong.
22 years ago on Halloween, they got on the stage for the very first time, barely knowing how to play. They got those, you know, those three big chords to hell. And
Leave out the B.
We
that
are
going to
celebrate
jazz.
Their 22nd anniversary. And we got two tickets to give away. We got a couple of pairs. We'll give the first pair of tickets to the A-Bones gig, which is Tuesday.
It's us in the vacant lot, folks.
And,
like
and a bunch
movies,
of horror movies.
Of
Halloween. Good way to spend Halloween. It's under the Acme, Broadway, and Great Jones Street. And
we'll be playing eventually.
Here's the trivia question. Name one of the two bands, either of the two bands that Ron Ashton was in before he was in the Stooges, called 201-266-7999, and it's good for a pair of spots on that much-coveted A-Bones guest list. But let's hit it with this thing. The Stooges.
Voila.
So many Anybody with any more ice cubes, jelly beans, grenades, eggs they want to throw at the stage? Come on. You paid your money, so you takes your choice, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big hand for Mr. James Williamson on guitar right here. Rock action on drums. Ronald Frank Ashton on bass. Big hand for Mr. Scotty Thurston on piano, vocals and harmonica. And let's not forget your favorite well-mannered boy, the singer. Let's hear it for the singer. I am the greatest. and threw his toes. Paper cups. Oh my, we're getting violent. Oh, there's two guys left the stage. Well, we'll all have to leave. We'll see you later. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want to hear? I think a good song for you would be a 55-minute Louie Louie. Let's give them an extra treat and do Louie. Would you rather we just ran through our program set and looked real slick, or would you rather we just relaxed and did Louie Louie? Thank you. Leo Strauss. Ladies and gentlemen, with Louie, and thank you very much to the person who threw this glass bottle at my head and nearly killed me, but you missed again, so you have to keep trying next week.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange.
They hope indeed.
Yeah. And that's how it ended for the Stooges, folks, in playing Louie under a rain of beer bottles and bikers
bulbs,
trying to beat him up. Paper
eggs.
Cups. Yeah. So that was weird. Louie from Metallic KO. Search and Destroy, the mix before David Bowie was paid to sabotage it.
Mm-hmm.
I Got a Right, which is a rehearsal for Raw Power. Loose from Funhouse opened up with I Want to Be Your Dog.
Dog.
And now, and before that, the Vibe Report, all the way from France. And a hungry man, that Roscoe.
Yeah, hungry and talkative.
Yeah, a little chatty. Once again, your response to this to the ticket giveaway was underwhelming. The question was, name a band that Ron Ashton was in before the Stooges. I'll tell you what, we'll make it easier. A band any member of the Stooges was in before the Stooges, and you win two tickets.
Hey, you got one.
We'll take two answers. We'll give away two pairs of tickets to see the A-Bones Halloween. You think that is? Should we take this on the air?
And folks, don't call in for the ticket. Don't call in for the tickets unless you're actually going to go, okay?
Or unless you really want them, yeah. Or don't come up with the right answer and say, what did I win?
Because then we actually now have the apparatus to administer a severe electrical shock over the phone. So
anyway,
so don't bone us, folks, okay? We won't bone you.
Let's go through the announcements. The A-Bones at the Under the Acme on Halloween. That's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Fastlane with featuring Willie and Brett, our pals.
Brett Wrong.
With the Double Knot Spies at the Strip tonight. World Famous Blue Jays every Thursday at the Ludlow. They're going to be starting early every week now at 10 o'clock.
They're playing a mystery party and it's none of your business tonight.
Right. Descenders, Monday, Continental Divide. I think the Willies are with them. Was that last Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sunnyland Slim at Symphony Space tonight, 95th and Broadway. You want to do the... let's take this call on the air and see if they got the right answer.
By the time we get them wired up, they'll...
Yeah, what's your guess, buddy?
My guess is, I think, the Lizards.
Oh, that's not even in the league. There's like six correct answers, and you didn't get any of them.
Oh,
sorry, pal.
Bye.
Yeah, well, nobody said you had to be bright to turn on a radio. Anyway, you want to do the salt and pepper, the pepper story?
Oh, man.
No pepper?
Bring me down, you know?
Sorry.
I'm just seasoning him to feed him to God,
this
I guess.
This is bringing me down, man. All right, let's...
pepper punishment kills boy.
You don't have
boy.
To do it.
Oh, God. A 22-year-old Brooklyn mother was charged with second-degree murder yesterday for allegedly killing her 2-year-old son by forcing ground pepper down his throat Wednesday morning.
Well,
yeah.
Could be worse. She could have blackened him in a frying pan.
It's true. That nut that was pushing the kids out the window said that she was going to feed them to God.
Yeah.
Seasoning this one first.
Seasoning to God. Yeah, let's take this
God
one.
God said
there.
More pepper.
Well, you got a guess there, friend?
The Iguanas!
Hey, right. You got it. We're going to put you on hold, and then we'll get your name.
And your shoe size.
Yeah, and your shoe size when we get off the air. When we get off mic. Okay. Oh, that was Iggy's band before the Stooges. He was a drummer in the Iguanas. Anyway, we got a lot of this Halloween trash to get to. Let's get to some of it.
Let's get to getting, shall we?
Voila.
Voila. And how about it? You know.
What
steak,
do we got
queued French
up?
Fries.
Oh, yeah, we got a good one. One of the few good records ever made by Mr. Bill Doggett. Voila.
Where's the wine?
On the vase, is this the place?
From the shadow in the shade, it's Ray.
Ha
leave the gravy jars to visit Grandma up on Mars. Did you ever see a Martian beard? The whiskers are purple and curly and weird. And two faces are harder than just one to shave. So two-headed Martians just naturally rave. For the cooler, more comfortable shaving they get with push-button lather and blade by Gillette. Yeah, the Gillette Adjustables made lots of pals among the little green men of the Martian Canal. Whippy-dippy-doo-dow, Scooby-Doo. You can and should, that's try it too, because whether it's peach fuzz or whiskers like wire, I'm sure you'll find the chicks admire a clean, close shave, and that's what you get when you harvest your shrubbery with Adjustable Gillette. Now you take it from Daddy, because this ain't no jive. The Gillette Adjustables, $1.95. Self-assured, good-looking and cool. That's what you'll be when you follow my rule. Blade and lather. Shave just once that way and say, I think you'll find you'd rather. Yeah, indeedy, it's your best shaving bet. Lather cream and adjustable. Gillette!
I'm a king-sized world. Oh, when I take you to rolling, baby. Oh, when you're walking late at night. Oh, aren't you just a little nervous? Walking with me in the world of the moonlight.
Because it's cultural time. Old Mother Geezer went to the freezer to fetch her pet cobra a toad. When she got there, the freezer was there. The silly old bat should have known.
Front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, that was the one I heard my people either looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the clouds. I had to go see what the mess was all about. Oh, this mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. My baby standing in the door, she was hollering real loud. Bo diddly, don't leave me in this house.
it easy, baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, oh. Boy, you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eat up at my baby and gone.
And I want to clue you in on my weekend plans. Loopity scoopity fiddly flop. I guess this Saturday's our very last hop in the Ohio area, and we'll be there with Round Sounds upcoming. So if you care for the show, I hope if you live in the neighborhood, you go to the Immaculate Conception Church Record Hop in Willoughby, Ohio, at 37950 Euclid Avenue. Fun and games, lots of surprises, dance contests with LPs for prizes. Lots of fun for everyone. Mad Daddy there with the show. That's this Saturday night about 8:30 o'clock. So if you can, I hope you go.
Five.
So if I don't get you, trick or treat, trick or treat. Oh, I can't wait to Halloween to find me a little weenie. Love me, love me, love me. When the goblins don't get you, then the witches will tell you how I can. And I'm gonna get you. And I'm gonna get you to a die. Cause it's my way. Got to surrender by the 1st of November. On the night in the day. When I'm gonna get you. Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors.
Lubat do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery's thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette lather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. Buy Gillette Adjustable. It's $1.95, but when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Driving home in that. I was driving home in that morning, going with the night. I passed by a graveyard again, everybody thought it was over. Walking down to the front again. We were walking down to the front. Got a man a-banging and a-rattling the phone. Rocking and a-running around the road.
Way back a long time ago, there was a Halloween party, as you all know. There was a big King Kong that had a time, and old Charlie gave a famous hide, making terrible sounds. The hunchback and movement with all his wives, swinging and swaying with a crazy jive. Thank you.
back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. More of that Halloween trash we know you know you like. And
good save there. Huh?
It ain't Halloween without Jack Boy Star, and there he is, everybody's favorite Halloween monster with Halloween Party. We were counting backwards. We heard Casper and the Ghosts with Rockin' Around the Tombstone, Brian Walker, Trick or Treat, Bo Diddley with Bo Meets the Monster, and of course next week kicks off Bovember in big style, and we also have Ike Turner's birthday party next week, so
on two big ones. See December and Janiduary.
Right, and then Gary Warren with Werewolf. Before that, we opened up with Bill Doggett and Monster Bash. Okay, how's that? We got one more news story. The old Granny Hook, Sally the bartender is going to do the from the sex desk.
We're all
under the sex desk right now.
Well, yeah, she tried to sell real estate, but that didn't work. So now the feisty.
The market's
granny.
Down. Yeah.
She gets her dandruff on a hooker wrap here. Margaret Healy, more on her. She was hauled into court yesterday to face charges of being one of the oldest professionals in the world's oldest profession. Quote, most of the European countries have legalized it and we're behind the times, said Healy. People seek it out who need comfort and solace. It's funny, I thought people seek it out who need something else. But anyway, her flaming red hair was swept up and set off by two gold cones. I was wondering if there might be like horns underneath those. I don't know. And her black sheath dress and black trimmed beige bolero jacket certainly
granny.
Just
yeah.
That's all.
Wow. Well,
a rare follow-up, folks.
Yeah. And that fight against gravity goes on for the grandmother hooker.
Yeah.
Not to mention
a new
the fight against the law,
so to speak.
Yeah.
So what are we're falling back?
We're falling
tonight?
Back.
Is that the deal? Don't you think because of the weather we should just spring forward again?
Set the clocks forward, folks.
Yes, yeah, set them an hour forward.
Says
I mean, this weather's so
forward.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't listen. I'll tell you the real deal. Set the phone the clocks forward. One more time through the renouncements. The A-Bones under the Acme
Tuesday night. 31st of October.
The correct answers, we got winners. The correct answers, the acceptable answers for pre bands that members of the Stooges were in before the Stooges, the Dirty Shames, the Iguanas, the Prime Movers, the Chosen Few, those are all acceptable answers. Fast Lane tonight at the Strip with the Double Knot Spies, world famous Blue Jays, every Thursday at the Ludlow, 10 p.m. Sunnyland Slim, great piano player, one of the greatest, and probably won't be along live very long. At the Symphony Space, Broadway on 95th Street tonight. The Senders, Monday at the Continental Divide, every Monday. Merle Haggard at the Garden tomorrow. That's really potluck, but
yeah,
what the hell?
Your move, folks.
Anyway, I know you've all
nice
been waiting for...
$15 t-shirt out of it.
Oh, yeah,
and the Young Fresh Fellows, nice guys from out of town, will be playing at Tramps tonight. So
yeah.
There you go.
Our blues hangover today's theme is voodoo and Satanism. I'm going to kick it off
with... This one goes out to the guy with a nice Caribbean accent that called up asking when the hell we're going to get around to it. Sorry about all the Mickey
Okay, pal. Otis Spann, kicking it off.
on, borrow it back.
Now when your woman start acting funny and begin to run around, you'd better get you somebody, cause she's fit to put you down. Better let her go, man, just as quick as you can, because that hoodoo girl is going to hoodoo the hoodoo man. You know my woman got me on a one note. That's something I can't understand. How I look at her running out with some other man. After all, I did all in this world I can. But this little hoodoo girl, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man. Well, blow your harmonica, son. Yeah, she got me hoodoo. She take all my money and spend it all over town. And when I want to love a man, she ain't can't be found. I walk and cry, dry tears away with my hand. Because that little hoodoo girl, people, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man.
And look up on your shelf. Go back, old devil, and look up on your shelf. Go back, old devil, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. Look up on your shelf and get you soap and water and bathe your dirty. I beat my baby, man with a rope and a line. I beat my baby, ooh, man with a rope and a line. I beat my baby, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. With a rope and a line until she went stone blind. Fishing all in my pond. Some low-down scoundrel and fishing all in my pond. Some low-down scoundrel, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. Been fishing in my pond, catching all my game fish and grinding up the bone. What you want with a woman, man, and she can't rob and steal. What you want with a woman, man, and she can't rob and steal. What you want with a woman, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. She can't rob and steal. You don't need no man, baby. Don't know you in the dark when he feels.
Hey! This is a devil jump, man. She reach, baby, she gone. Baby, got something I sure do love. I'm baby, do the boogie. I'm baby, do the boogie. I'm baby, do the boogie. We take you all night long. Yeah. Oh, that is bad, man. Sometimes I wonder to myself, what could you have that I ain't got? Well, I'm baby do the boogie. I said, baby do the boogie. I said, baby do the boogie. We take you all night long. My baby, she low. Baby, they red dot on the ground. She loves the boogie. She loves the boogie. She loves the boogie. It takes her all night.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, with our Get Right with Satan Blues hangover. You know, a lot of moms and dads are getting all hot under the collar about a little Satan worship in rock, and these guys were doing it way back before mom and dad were born. That was J.B. Lenoir with the Voodoo Boogie. We heard John Lee Hooker with the Devil's Jump. Bo Carter with Old Devil. Lightning Slim with Somebody Hoodooed the Hoodoo Man. And we opened up with Otis Spann, and it must have been the Devil. You think? Must have.
Get Right with God, Motor Scooter.
Yeah. Anyway, we renounced ourselves to death.
Yeah.
Not much news left. The only thing, this is pretty funny, a little news clip about Carly Simon's big party, and said the only guest anybody actually cared about was, of course, everybody's favorite Rolling Stone, Bill Wyman. And it says here, this is actually... Interesting taste in hairdos, sporting the hairdo that Judy Garland must have left him in her will. I think Bill is actually older than Judy Garland would have been had she lived.
And maybe, by God, he'll die in the toilet as she did.
I hope so.
Well, don't want to wish the man ill.
Well, if you went to the Stone show, we are still hoping for that lone madman with a gun to take a plug at little Mick. Anyway, we do have a lot. We got a lot of good stuff left to do, like this Halloween trash that everybody loves so well. I just don't feel like talking on mic.
See,
I've been
after
that vibe report. Yeah.
Where are we gonna have dinner?
Where?
Yeah.
I don't know. You pick.
You go to the Levy.
Legs
in it. No, you don't like that.
I can go for the Cajun chef salad. Yeah.
Well,
let's talk about this off mic.
Okay.
We got one: Tarantula and the Ghouls. This is a good
one.
Want
to die, but here's a real good reason why.
The graveyard walk.
It all begins about 12 o'clock when the graves all open and we start to rock.
Graveyard walk. Graveyard rock.
It's a graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween. It's rock and roll, this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
It's a graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
It's a graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
The party's over, boy. So close those coffin lids.
Something wanton, something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. Cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Brenner Associates.
Down in the
valley on the foggy hill rocks with a crazy little demon blowing his top. Fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a for the one he loves, so he had death on his mind, cause the demon let him go. Going around through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a head. He made the moon back up, he even pushed back time. Took the fruity out of fruity, had the devil drinking wine. He did a she finally got across to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can still hear the demon blowing his top. He did a night bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
we are graveyard tramps. We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stick in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
In a haunted house. Still made up my mind today. Nothing was going to drive me away. When I see something to give me grief, had one big guy something else. Stood up that hill when the gun was free. He did hunt that off to me. Maybe holy would you be sound like a gun.
Say you'll be here when the morning comes.
Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Be right here, sing on the run. Boss is half, you know I'm boss. Well, there ain't no hang gonna run me off. Well, it might be to my store with a hunching heart. Call with a phone and game with a car. Grease and milk in my hand. Headhunter me in my hand. Well, now there's a place that's good to me. Hold a hot dog with the bossy man. See that pot up in the shaft. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He brought me back from my hand. Drank a hot dog with the wine.
And don't be a hunter when the morning comes.
Say, yeah, when the morning comes. Be right here, you ain't gonna run. Boss is half that you know I'm boss. Well, there ain't no hang gonna run me. Say, yeah, when the morning comes. Be right here, you ain't gonna run.
Beware of the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Elevator takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's got you sitting in there. Oxygen is sitting there. Now back inside.
We won't come out unless you win. We won't come out unless you win.
Pull up a tombstone and sit down. And a high. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will do it. Oh, yeah. Then you will get your favorite dish. A topping covered octopus. Yeah, Frankenstein.
The Black Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the godmother of coffee. Blackula is back in Scream, Blackula, Scream.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo goo muck. I'm the night cat hunter looking for a head. With the way out body underneath that head, I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. you better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the cuckoo muck tiger and a teenage beast. When I show up, the cuckoo muck, and say, baby, like I've been telling you, I'm the cuckoo, 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 and bang.
Panic, shock your friends. Mail them free fiendish postcard scenes from the She-Beast and the Embalmer. See both and get 6 free beastly gag cards. Write in your own punchlines. Then mail your beastly gags to fracture your friends.
Let your feet hit the ground, you the zombie.
Zombie.
Yeah. Everyone, come everyone and follow me. Get the record to the zombie. I'm your master, listen to me. Then we will do the zombie. Do the zombie. Yeah.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound. I guess that kind of craps it up for our Halloween show this year. What do we hear? Okay, that was the Cymbals with Do the Zombie. Counting backwards, Ronnie Cook and the Goo Goo Muck. The Hollywood Flames with Frankenstein's Den. Hazel Atkins, wouldn't be Halloween without the Haz. Haunted House, Screaming Jay Hawkins with Little Demon, Tarantula, Ghoul, and her Gravedigger's Graveyard Rock. All right, that's it, folks. Laureus is up next with an interview with Ruby Starr from Black Oak, Arkansas.
Whoa.
I'd like to thank Il Bruch.
You're welcome.
Sally, the bartender. And we'll be back next week with our Bovember. That's it. That's it for Rocktober. Bovember begins next week, and
the
we have
Lord
Ike Turner's
Creek.
Birthday tribute.
You know.
The Lord, the Crick, you know. The A-Bones Tuesday. Happy Halloween, and aloha, everybody.
All Saints.
WFMU, East Orange, you know.